Page 30, CCB Hearing and Visual Impairment Committee, What It's Up To, by Mike Keithley. In this article, I want to tell you about CCB's newly constituted CCB Hearing and Visual Impairment Committee, what it's doing now, future plans, and how it serves you. The committee was formed during the fall 2010 conference and convention and accepted by the CCB board as a standing committee last January. The meeting at the 2011 spring convention was well attended with over 15 people present. David Hanlon is committee chair. You can mail him at d_hanlon@san.rr.com. This committee wants to serve the growing population of CCB members who are either hearing impaired or deafblind, a group that is expected to increase substantially as baby boomers become senior citizens. It is both a support group to help people deal with hearing loss and an advocacy team to represent them to the CCB board. We hope to launch an educational program to show that hearing loss can be lived with and develop a structure of equipment to make all CCB convention activities accessible, from general sessions to committee business and program meetings. Page 31. The term hearing impairment denotes a spectrum of conditions from hard of hearing, some usable hearing, to deafness, no hearing at all. Vision problems occur in both groups, so the term deaf-blind is sometimes used, but usually refers to visually impaired people who are deaf. Since approaches to accommodating hearing impaired and deaf-blind people differ greatly, and each require lots of money, the committee decided to first address the needs of those who have some hearing, as this population is larger and probably costs less to help. At this time, we are investigating funding sources for assistive listening devices, ALD, which will be used at conventions. The goal is to soon have 16 ALD receivers and transmitters that will cover all convention activities. At this time, only general sessions have ALD support, and there are only 5 receivers, so you can see that we have a way to go. Page 32. But we've started. We've done research into equipment we need and where to get it. We need roughly $7,600, and we decided to raise funds in a 2-step process so that FM transmitter and 8-channel receiver sets can soon be purchased. When everything is ready, 16 people will be accommodated, and it won't cost much for additional receivers. The heart of the system is an 8-channel receiver, so that each specific convention activity is assigned a channel. You just switch, for example, to channel 1 for general sessions and the banquet, or 7 for the publications committee business meeting. This assumes you're in the appropriate room. The CCB Hearing and Visual Impairment Committee is also a support group for anyone who has a hearing impairment. We don't have an email list yet, but aspects of hearing loss are discussed on ACB's SASI, Sound and Sight Impaired, email list. We think of ourselves as a local version of SASI. You can subscribe to SASI by sending a blank email message to sasi-subscribe@acb.org. Dealing with hearing loss is similar to handling vision problems in that you first need to consider that there is a problem which must be dealt with. The CCB Hearing and Visual Impairment Committee is here to help. Prominent CCB members Roger Peterson, David Jackson, and David Hanlon, as well as myself, all have hearing difficulties and belong to the committee. So come join us at the fall conference and convention. Aside from our regularly scheduled meeting at 4:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon, we hope to make a presentation during a general session.